Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, let's continue right on in the message I've been sharing these last several days, restoring vision. And we are looking at just one verse found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. What does that mean? Well, we're going into the Word of God. We're going to be examining this one verse so we can understand, not only have a general conception or a corporate understanding, if you will, as it relates to God's people, the church, the body of Christ, but also personal application in our own lives. So far, we've just been looking at vision. That Hebrew word means mental sight, a dream, a vision, a revelation, an oracle, a prophecy. And we know in terms of the way God dealt with his people under the old covenant, the Holy Spirit came upon the priest, prophet, the king, and the people of God looked to them for godly leadership. And God spoke through the prophets. He spoke the will of God. And unfortunately, the prophets weren't very popular. Jesus said, God forbid that any of the prophets should perish outside of Jerusalem, because they stoned the prophets. They said, oh, we wouldn't have done that. He said, your father's dead and you are like them, because they resisted and refused and did not understand the time of their visitation. The greatest prophet of all time was in their midst, the Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming King. So, as we now move on to that next word, where there is no vision, the people perish. That is the word that refers, that actual word is para, and that is used specifically in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And it means to become lawless, to make unruly, to liberate from work, undisciplined. And in this verse in Proverbs, the sense is to let something slip through the fingers by ignoring an opportunity. Now, as I shared earlier this week, one of the translations, the modern language says, where there is no vision, the people run wild. Well, they were going off on that understanding of it, to make unruly, to make lawless. But, and then there's the New American Bible, which means their understanding or translation of that verse is, without prophecy, the people become demoralized. But again, my favorite translation, the Authorized King James, says, without a vision, the people perish. That means there's a sense of missing something. There's a lack of understanding. To let an opportunity slip by, ignoring an opportunity, that means there is, beloved, doesn't it? When you think of it, there's a lack of spiritual understanding. And so, where there is no revelation, no prophet to expound the law, no priest or Levite to teach the good knowledge of the Lord, no means of grace, the word of the Lord then becomes scarce. There is no vision. We see this operating time and again under the old covenant. Listen to what the Word of God says in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And of course, this refers to the time when Eli, the high priest, was serving his sons. Of course, did not follow the law. In fact, because he did not restrain his sons, the whole house of Eli was destined to be torn down. It did not stand or continue. you. But today, we know that God is raising up shepherds after his own heart. We know that the Old Testament prophets, while they spoke specifically to accurate, literal things that were occurring in the lives of ancient Israel, there is application for the end times, for the hour in which we are living. And in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 4, the word of the Lord declares, "And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord." And as we apply this to today's church, he said he will give us pastors after his own heart, shepherds, and that's what that word shepherd means, basically pastors, those who take care of the sheep. What a wonderful ministry that is. What a precious ministry that God would raise up men and women to care with love and concern for the people of God, to keep their eyes out for the wolf, just like David did. He went after the bear. He went after the lion. He would not let his sheep be attacked or decimated or killed or hurt or maimed. He would fight for the sheep. And that's exactly what a good pastor will do, a good shepherd will do. And beloved, do you see now why the Word of God counsels, whether under the old covenant or under the new, why God is so intolerant, why he hates the seriousness of apostasy, those who would make merchandise of God's people, those who are leaders in the church that would lead and deceive the people of God astray? He hates that because he loves his people. And that's why, beloved, don't listen to what I say. Don't listen to what any preacher or pastor says. Line it up with the Word of God, because if they are of God, you will know them by their fruit, and they will speak forth the absolute truth of God by the will and word of God found in the Holy Scriptures. They will not compromise. They were not adulterated. They're not going to water it down. They're not going to be standing or walking in the fear of man, but they will walk in the reverence and holy fear of God. Beloved, thank God he is raising up those who love God and who love the people of God and will not compromise. Why does every other godly ministry emphasize the Word of God? Because, beloved, you as the people of God, you as the sheep of God, need to know the inerrancy of God's word. You need to know what it says for yourself, not just be satisfied to hear what is being preached on Sunday. If you don't open the word of God during the week, you are undisciplined. You are failing in your own service of the Lord. We are to love God's word. It is the meat that we need to grow into maturity. It is the light unto our path. We'll walk in darkness if we could be told a lie and we won't even know it. And there's plenty of that happening today, beloved. We need to love the word of God. So, beloved, without a vision, the people perish. What does that mean? Listen to this. It means they are made naked throughout the word of God. Remember, the old prophets were saying, God was saying through them, you will be naked. I'll strip you of your goodly garments. They would be stripped of their armor. So they're exposed to danger as the warriors of God. They would be stripped of their ornaments. So they are exposed to shame. He speaks of, the goodly a daughter of the king, stripped of her beautiful jewels and her garments, and would be exposed to those who used her as a prostitute. Beloved, God's people will be made naked, exposed to danger, exposed to shame. Not only that, without a vision, they'll perish. They'll rebel not only against God, but against civil authority. And certainly religious authority. Beloved, good preaching makes good citizens in Caesar's kingdom or the kingdom of God. If you know the New Testament, you know what we're supposed to obey those who are set in authority above us. Why? Because no one is in a place of authority unless God puts them there. The only time we rebel, the only time we refuse to obey, is if it contravenes, it contradicts the ordinance of God. What did Peter and John say, should we obey God or should we obey you, when they were reprimanded by the Pharisees and by the Sadducees? You should no longer preach in the name of Jesus. You decide for yourself what it's better to do. Amen. Finally, Gamaliel stood up and he said, well, you know, whatever they're saying, this sect, if it's just, you know, of man, it'll disappear. But if it's of God, you may find yourself fighting against God. And so let's go on. They will become idle without a vision. The people perish. They play just as students do. When a teacher is absent, oh my goodness, let a teacher walk out of the room. See how long the kids are quiet, right? That's how we are. We are as silly children that become idle. We lose our focus without a vision, beloved. We become scattered as sheep having no shepherd, for lack of leadership to call and keep us together. What does Mark say? The 6th chapter, verse 34. Jesus was moved with compassion, began to teach many things. Let me read that in its entirety. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. He so cared for them because they were there all day. But that's when he said, give them something to eat. He didn't want them to faint by the way. He loved them. That's how we need to give the bread of life to those who are so hungering, and the water of life to those who are thirsting. And the final point I want to make for today, without a vision, the people perish. It means they deteriorate, they retrogress or backslide, they come to ruin. As Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Beloved, it's a serious thing not to have a vision, not to hold the word of God as more important than your necessary food, beloved. Hallelujah. Well, my time is gone, and we're going to continue on. We're still on just two words so far. We're going to look at keepeth. What does that mean? I pray that you'll be able to join me. If you miss a broadcast, want to rehear it, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But now, as I always do, I invite you to write, share whatever prayer needs you have. There's a time and a place for all things. There's a time to stand your ground. There's a time to cry out to God in prayer for yourself. And there's a time when it's necessary to have agreement in prayer. There's a time for fasting. And God knows if he's moving on you by the Spirit, oh, please obey him. He has a reason for it. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember, as you write, that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,